Hello, I'm Mike Horace with your WCMU Morning News Roundup for Monday, February 1st. Indoor dining is allowed at restaurants again starting today. Tyler Scott reports there are still some restrictions in place.
Restaurants and bars have to close by 10 p.m., get contact info from customers, and be limited to 25% of normal capacity. Chris Szabo is co-owner of the Antlers Restaurant in Sault Ste. Marie. He says they'll be serving people indoors today. He's already been getting calls. But Szabo says he can't make money off so few tables.
I mean, there's a break-even point for every business. And 25% of what we were normally doing sure ain't it. You know, a lot of people say, oh, it's better than nothing. No, you know, it's not necessarily.
Szabo says forgivable paycheck protection program loans and small business grants have helped the Antlers restaurant survive the pandemic. I'm Tyler Scott.
The state health department's pause to save lives did exactly that, save lives. That's according to a study from the University of Michigan. Associate Professor of Epidemiology Marissa Eisenberg says states with more stringent regulations, such as ending indoor dining at restaurants, help stop the spread of COVID-19.
What we found was that states that had a higher average government response index, which is this sort of measure of government action in response to COVID, did better in terms of having lower total numbers of cases over the holiday season.
The study estimates that regulations over the holiday season kept more than 100,000 people from getting sick and prevented some 2,800 deaths. The Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy approved permits on Friday to dig a tunnel to house the Enbridge Energy Line 5 pipeline. That controversial oil and gas pipe runs beneath the Straits of Mackinac. The approval is for the tunnel and the trench, not the replacement pipeline that has been proposed. But Enbridge spokesperson Ryan Duffy says that Friday's decision is a critical milestone.
From here, we still need some additional permits. We would need the permit from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, and then we would need approval from the Public Service Commission, so those are still pending right now.
Duffy says Enbridge hopes to start construction by the end of this year. There are also legal challenges pending. Governor Gretchen Whitmer and Attorney General Dana Nessel are among those who are opposed to the project. Enbridge Energy's new permit to build a tunnel under the Straits of Mackinac has Michigan's environmental community concerned about potential damage to the Great Lakes. The Michigan Climate Action Network and the Environmental Law and Policy Center released a joint statement Friday afternoon calling the decision from the Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy, quote, out of touch with the current climate crisis. Director of the Climate Action Network, Kate Madigan, says the decision is not in the public's interest.
We're very disappointed with Eagle's decision to grant the oil tunnel permits. They took a very narrow view of what their authority is, and it's really disappointing.
The permits are not the final word for the tunnel. It still needs to be approved by the Michigan Public Service Commission and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. Some advocates for survivors of sexual assault say an investigation by the Lansing State Journal on the way Michigan State University disciplined employees for sexual misconduct demonstrates a systemic problem at the university. Michelle Jokishpolo has more.
The Lansing State Journal's investigation into sexual misconduct at MSU revealed that 49 faculty and staff have been found in violation of policy since 2015. 11 of those people still remain at or are associated with institution. Elizabeth Abdenor worked as the Title IX senior investigator at MSU during the Larry Nassar scandal. She says the university cannot create a safe environment while still keeping these faculty employed.
I think that the report clearly shows that even today, MSU has perpetrators on campus that they're not getting rid of.
A spokesperson for MSU says everyone named in the report has been disciplined, and the university is continuing to make changes to improve accountability. I'm Michelle Jokishpolo.
In our forecast, a mix of sun and clouds around the region today, more clouds to the south, more sun to the north. Highs from 23 to 29 or minus 5 Celsius in Ontario. And that is your morning news roundup from WCMU. I'm Mike Horace. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk again tomorrow.